Father, thank you for our church today, all the folks that showed up. Thank you for putting it in our hearts to learn your word and have a discipling going on in our own lives. And this is about discipling others also. So give us the spirit of wanting to spread your word and help other people. Lord, we want to help others. We want to be like you, Jesus. So give us the spirit to do that. Help us understand what's happening today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, everybody got one? Okay, now this is useful for helping somebody understand what it means to be born again. Now, a lot of you guys, you'll find a lot of Christians, they don't even know what born again means, even though they're Christians. And then most unbelievers have a real funny idea what born again means. Like, most of them think, born again, are those the guys that roll around on the ground? Or are those the guys that jump up and down, born again? Or is that the name of a denomination, born again kind of a thing? Or born again, are those the guys that sing, you know, and clap their hands? What in the world is born again? They don't know. So we want to help them. So don't write on the chart just yet. Nobody write on this chart until I tell you, okay? Because we're going to use it first, and then after you can write on it, okay? So the first thing you start over here, and you say born again, okay, that means born of God. Born again means born of God. So where do you, anybody know a verse that says born of God anywhere? Can you think of a verse, born of God? John 1. Those who received him, he gave born not, but
of God.
Born, the NIV says, born of God. And then, can anybody think of one in 1 John? Who are the guys that don't continue in sin? Born of God. Right? Okay. The point is, born again, initially it means born of God. Born from above, born of God. Okay. So you put that in there, but not yet. Control yourself. Nobody. Okay. And then John 3:6, the NIV says it the best. Anybody remember what it says? Flesh gives. And what? And the Spirit. That does what? Gives birth to spirit. So then we stop for a minute and we say, what do you think that means? Flesh gives birth to flesh. What do you think that means? And everybody goes, well, I know what that means. That means your mother and father have sex and you come out. That's flesh gives birth to flesh. What do you think the other one means? The Spirit. Who's that? That's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit does something. He gives somebody a spiritual birth. So we're helping them understand born again. Now we're going to go into this little segment about the Trinity. And this is really helpful. Especially for Christians. Most Christians think of their salvation in terms of, oh, Jesus died for my sins and I'm saved. But we're going to consider now each part of the Trinity real quick. What does the Father do in our salvation? Does anybody know? We're going to pick one thing, just real simple. What did he do? Okay, he sends his Son. Good one. You know, to die for our sins, right? Then the Son, what does he do? God the Son. Dies for our sins, takes our sins and dies for them. And then you say, now, does the Father die for our sins?
No.
No. Does the Son send the Father? No. Now that means they both do something different. They're doing something different. That's the point we want to get in the guy's head. So then if they're all doing something different, and then God, the Holy Spirit, what does He do? Well, we don't have to answer it. We're just asking the question. So now we're going to answer. We're going to answer what the Holy Spirit does. And we're going to make this as simple as we can. We're not going to get super complicated. We want to make the guy get it, right? So we tell the guy, this is about what the Holy Spirit does. Born of God, the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. This teaching is about what the Holy Spirit does. So then we go to the circle. So we go from the Trinity to the circle. We say, everybody is composed of three parts: the body, the soul, and the spirit. And then we take a minute to talk about it. Okay. Now what is the spirit here is dead, and it says it has an influence on the soul. What's the soul? That's everybody has feelings, emotions, everybody has a mind, thoughts, everybody has a conscience about right and wrong, everybody has a choosing, a will. That's the soul. It's the invisible part of everybody. Then that has an influence on the body. So we're going to take these body parts, and the reason we chose these body parts is you're going to see why later. But see, everybody has eyes and ears and mouth and hands and feet. So, you know, the soul affects your body. So when you're dead, that means you're disconnected with God. You see that? Spiritually dead means that you're alive, but you're disconnected from God. That's a good way to explain dead. I'm disconnected. And because I'm disconnected now, what do I have? I have, well, my feelings. I love me. Everybody's like this. I love me. Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We all love ourselves automatically. Me first. That's how we come into the world. And people say, well, you know, I love Jesus. I'm not a Christian or I'm not like you or anything, but I love Jesus. And then we say, well, do you love Jesus more than you love your girlfriend? Or do you love Jesus more than your mother or your father? Or do you love Jesus more than yourself? Well, no, I mean, I love my girlfriend. I mean, yeah, Jesus is down here like number 10 when you're lost. I loved Jesus when I was lost. I thought he was great. He's a cool guy. I mean, he does a lot of cool stuff. But he wasn't like number one at all. So we are above him even if we do have a love for Jesus. And then, you know, my thoughts. What do I think? What I think is what counts. Me. I'm the one. Right? Isn't that how we are? What I think counts. It's not what does the Bible say. It's not what does God think counts. It's what does I think, me. Then I determine right and wrong. That's my conscience. You know, I can figure things out. I know what's right and wrong. I think this is right and that's wrong. You know how the college kids are today? We all determine what's right and wrong for ourselves. And whatever you think is right for you is right for you. And I tell them, well, what if somebody says, I want to stab your mother in the eyeball with a fork because I like eyeballs and I want to take it home. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's how I love that. I think it's fine. For me, I had one kid tell me, well, you know, that's okay. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. You're like crazier than I ever was. Okay, so then I determine my conscience is the ultimate right and wrong, and then I choose what I want with my will. That's how I am when I'm spiritually dead. I don't choose what God wants. I choose what I want. Then over here, well, that affects that whole thing, controls my body now. Because I love me and what I think counts and all this stuff, now I look at what I want. I'm going to look at whatever I want. I listen to whatever I want to listen to. You know, I was thinking about that song this morning, you know, Leonard Skinner, They Call Me the Breeze. I don't love me no one woman. I don't carry me no load. Hey, that's cool, man. Yeah, you don't love you no one woman. You don't carry no load. That's the way to live. Yeah. That's how we think, right? I listen to these idiots, and I'm going to be influenced by whatever I want to listen to, and I say what I want to say. If you cut me off, I'm going to tell you off. I'm going to take revenge. I'm going to talk however I want. I'm going to do what I want with my hands. See, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, I'm going to say, my hands, I'm going to do it at my feet. I'm going to go wherever I want. I go wherever I want. Now, you're done with that. Now it's time to do this. So you take your pen, don't do it yet. You take the Holy Spirit and you'd make a line. A heavy line goes down into the dead part, the spirit. You make an arrow. You cross out dead and you make alive. And then you say, then you cross out disconnected. Now you're connected. Now you see, now the Holy Spirit comes into you and he makes you alive, gives you this born new birth. And now you are connected with God And now, because God's living in you, actually the whole Trinity is in you now, and now that affects your feelings. So now, I love, who do I love number one? Jesus. Now I love Jesus number one. Now I think, not what I think counts, but what? What God thinks, you got to add an S, what God thinks counts. Now, God determines right and wrong for me, my conscience, and I choose what God wants. Put an S there. See, I'm doing God, not my will, but God's will. That's a big change, right? That's a total flip-flop. That's what he does. Then, because that's going on in my soul, that affects my body now, right? The influence of the Spirit. You see, this is a side note. You know, psychology teaches that behavioral science, they don't have the spirit part. They just try to manipulate this to affect your behavior, right? But we know that the real change comes when God, the Holy Spirit, affects your feelings, thoughts, conscience, and will. Now that controls your body. Now what do I look at? I look at what God wants. I look at the Bible. I look at people the way God sees them. I listen to who and what, cross out I, God wants. I say what God. See how it affects my mouth, my ears, my everything. I do with my hands, I do with myself what God wants. I go where God wants. See how you do that? It's not that hard, right? Okay. Then you go, you see how it's a total change now? Now, then you say true. And you go, did I make that up or is that in the Bible? Is it true? Let's see if the Bible says that. So then you turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Let's turn there. Ephesians 2, one through 6. So now what we're doing is we're trying to prove, is this thing really true or is this just Sam with his stupid idea about what born again means? Who wants to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1? Somebody read it.
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind.
Okay, stop. Okay, so you were dead in your sins, and the Good News Testament says, translation says, you were spiritually dead. If you want to use that one, you don't have to explain to them what dead means, because it says it. You're spiritually dead, right? What part of you is dead? It's your spirit. Okay, and then it describes how you lived, right? Following the devil, the spirit, and look at this. The passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. Doesn't that look like this? The soul and the spirit and the body, right? And then we go on in verse 4 and 5. Can you finish that, Dorian, please?
But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved.
Okay. Made us alive together. Or some translations say in union with Christ. Now that shows that we're not disconnected anymore. Now we're one with Jesus, right? And we were dead and we're alive. So it looks like that might be true, right? Dead to alive. Now let's go to Romans 6 and find out, all right, is there something else true about all this? And look at 12 and 13. See, what we're showing here is there's an effect. There's an effect to the Holy Spirit. You know, when you talk to the Arminians that are big on the sinner's prayer, their idea is this. Born again means you accepted Jesus. You prayed the sinner's prayer and you accepted Jesus. That's born again. The idea that there's a change is kind of left out. So this is a good thing to show the sinner's prayer guy. Because even the sinner's prayer guy, the sinner's prayer is not so bad. In fact, I like it. Dear God, please save me. I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died for all my sins. I want to surrender my life to Him and live for Him. Please come into my life and change me. That's a good prayer, right? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. The problem is when somebody goes, see, now you're born again because you prayed the prayer. That's the problem. So, but then if we say, well, now here, let me show you what born again means, and you show them this. And then it starts getting into this. Now look at verse 12 and 13. Let's read that. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin. What are your members? Is that like the members of your house? My kids? My church. Don't surrender the members. It's your body parts, right? Don't present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. Death to life. Members. Present them as what? To God as instruments for righteousness. So God, here's my hands and my feet and my eyes and my ears and my mouth. It's all for you to be used by you. That's a radical difference than the dead guy, right? So now we're showing the guy. I guess the chart looks kind of true then. It didn't look like I made it up. It looks like it's from the Bible, right? Now when you're done with that, then you go to the next thing. Diagnose. So you say, what do you think? Do you think you're dead? Or do you think you're born alive? Which one do you think you are? And when I'm done with this in the Philippines, all the kids, almost every kid, will say, I'm dead. That's the dead guy, that's me. Now, that's a good thing, because they all thought before that they were going to heaven because they were baptized as Catholics, or they prayed the prayer or something, right? So now you got the guy in a good spot. So then if he's a pray the prayer guy, then you go, look it. You can pray the prayer and that's okay, but if you don't really surrender your life, if you don't really do what you're praying about, you're not going to get born again. So that means you got to do it again. Start over. Pray the sinner's prayer again. Keep praying the sinner's prayer until you got this. See, that's not such bad advice, right? Or the guy who thinks he got born again from the water, the priest. The priest poured water on my head when I was 2 weeks old, and I got born again. That's what they told me. I got the Holy Spirit when I got baptized. And then you go, well, they did that to me too, but then why did I live like the devil for 30 years? The guy poured the water on my head, said the magic words, didn't work. Does that sound right to you anyway? I got this friend who's a Catholic priest, and I go, you know, look, you pour the water on the kid's head, and now he's got the Holy Spirit. Does that sound right to you? Doesn't it sound kind of fishy? A little bit. So we're taken away that they thought they were born again because they don't even know what it means, right? Now, you don't leave the guy hanging. You say, what can you do now, my friend? Can you do something? Yes. Luke 11. Let's turn there. Or are we just stuck here going, I guess we're dead, we're going to hell now, that's it. You don't want to leave somebody there, do you? We have hope, don't we? Okay, Luke 11:13. Who wants to read that one? Who does the Father give the Holy Spirit to? Those who ask Him. And if you read further up the ladder there, in a few verses, he says, everyone who asks receives. So, and then this one I like even better, John 5. Let's go there. 39 and 40. This is great for people, especially if they've been sitting in church. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. You know, you go to church and you do the Bible and you think you have eternal life. And it is they, the Scriptures, that bear witness about me. Yet, you refuse to come to me that you may have life. What does that prove? You come to Him and what do you get? So, how do you get life? Okay, Sam, you diagnosed me. I'm dead. Okay, now what do? I come to Jesus. I pray to the Father, I come, somehow all of that results in me getting alive. So we point the guy, we give the guy hope, right? All right. So now what we're going to do is Let's work together as a group. What do I say first?
Born again, what does born again mean?
Okay, what does born again mean? What do I do? What do I say?
Born of God.
Born of God, okay. Then I go over to John 3, right? What do I say there? Does everybody know that? Or was Dorian the only one? We all got it, right? Then we go, then after, this is how you teach somebody how to do a chart. You make them do it piece by piece until they get it, right? Okay, then we go to what?
Trinity.
The Trinity. What do we say about that?
Father.
What do we say?
What's the Father doing?
Okay, what do we say about him? You got one? Everybody got one? What do we say about him?
Sends the Son.
Okay. Then what do we do? Then what do you say? All right. Then what do we say about him? Okay. Then what do we say after that?
What's the role of the Holy Spirit?
No.
No.
Oh, anybody? No. It says the Son doesn't do what the Father
does. Okay.
Does.
Yeah. Then you say, okay, right. What I say is, does the Father die on the cross? Does the Son send the Father? Does that mean they both do something different? That's the point you're trying to make. They each have their part to play. Because you want them to see the Holy Spirit. God, the Trinity, saves us, not just Jesus alone. So now we're trying to figure out how does God the Holy Spirit save us? See where we're trying to get him to see that? So we break it down like that. So then we get to the Holy Spirit. And what do we say about that? This is a diagram about what he does. That's what we say. Then what do we do? Where do we go then? No. The arrow comes later. Don't draw the arrow next. All right. Then we go to the circle. Right. We explain this. Dorian says the three parts. So we go to the circle. And what do we say about the circle? Okay, and then what? What do we say? Then what?
That means we're disconnected with
God. Okay, then what?
We talk about our soul.
All right, good. What do we say about that?
We all have a soul. We
don't have to feel. Yeah, you don't have to talk about this yet. Okay. Then what do we say?
Our soul affects our body.
Yeah, and that's why the arrow, don't forget the arrow, the soul affects your body, right? And our body is? Eyes, okay. Then when you're done with that, then what do you do? Right, now you start explaining. You just gave a picture. Every human has this. Now let's look at what it means to be dead. Okay, so first we showed them a human being is three parts. Now we're going to see what does it look like to be dead. So we go to dead. Mandy says disconnected with God. Then where do we go? Well, right.
My feelings are my most important way of deciding what they're worth. I love me the most.
That's right. I love me number one, right? Then somebody goes, well, I love my kid number one. Well, that's okay. We'll give you that. The main thing is you don't love Jesus number one. I'll die for my kid. Fine. You love your kid more than yourself. But you don't love your kid. You don't love Jesus more than your kid because you love you number one. Then what?
What I think counts.
Right? Then? Right. I can determine that. I choose. Emphasize the I. I'm the one. I think counts. I determine. I choose what's right and wrong. Then what do we do? Right. So what do we say then? Yeah, and what, do it. So we actually show the guy. I look at what I want. Nobody's going to tell me what I can look at, what I can't look at. I can listen to what I want to listen to and who I want to. And so on, right? I'm going to say what I want. It's about me. I do what I want. I go where I want. I do it my way. I'm Frank Sinatra. Okay? Then when we're done with that, what do we say now?
Do the heavy
wow.
You do what?
Andy is the best one. She actually is smarter than you today. Even how can that be?
It's always that way.
It's like when Thomas comes, I always remind him, your wife got better grades than you in college. Don't forget that. She learned Spanish before you did. She was better at Spanish than him. There's not very much about you can have kids better than him.
Yeah.
All right. Mandy says you take the Holy Spirit.
The big arrow.
You go down here, right? And then now what do? Cross out dead and put alive, right? Then what else do you do? Disconnected. Good, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So his answer's not right. He forgot how that goes. Okay, then where do we go? I love, we're connected. Now I love, cross that out, Jesus. I, what God thinks counts. God determines, and what? God, I choose what God wants, right? Over here, I look at, you guys can do that, right? You got that. Now we try to figure out what? If it's true. Did we make this up, right? All right. By the way, does anybody know the verse that says we're spirit, soul, and body? 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I think. And then Hebrews 4, the Word of God judges thoughts and spirit and soul, right? All right, there's a couple of verses there, okay. So is it true? We go to Ephesians 2, Romans 6 shows the body part, okay. And then we diagnose, what do we say about the diagnostic part? What do you think about yourself based on what we just looked at? And then if he goes dead, then you go to the hope verses, right? Okay, so let's do this. Have a partner and try it on the guy next to you. Now you can draw on the paper. So try to get a partner and do it. First one guy does it. You got to do it now. Quit looking so scared. And then the other guy does it on you. So the most brave one that goes first. The one who's more confident. Okay, let me put it this way. Wait. Who thinks they can do it? Raise your hand. Who thinks they can't do it? Raise your hand. You have to raise your hands, one or the other. Okay. Okay. If you think you can't do it, raise your hand. Okay, so look around. Look, hold your hand up. Somebody make sure that you partner with that person. All right, you got it? Did you? Everybody said go. 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 Find a partner.